I got everything laid out in multi-track here, and my lack of focus is really messing me up. My apologies. So, why don't we just go what we got up on the big screen here, folks, and we'll spin some tunes for you. Let's just start with two songs. The Standstills with Pretty Little Broken Things. They are starting up their spring tour. We'll spin the track Pretty Little Broken Thing from them. And Andre Bison with the track Nothing at All here on Steel City Music.
Party. Good Lord.
That's a pretty heavy rocking kind of song, isn't it? Pretty Little Broken Thing. Standstill's happening at the Bridgeworks on the Sunday, May the 8th. I was just sitting here kind of dumbfounded. I was like, was this 1995 Western Canada? What the hell is going on here? Good Lord. You could tell that I'm slightly sick because I'm slipping into Norm MacDonald. The Standstills are at Bridgeworks on Sunday, May the 8th. Wow, that's pretty epic. All right. The Lemon Twigs are at Lee's Palace on Saturday, May the 7th. Maybe I should promo that and spin some of their tracks as well. I don't know if I'm going to get over that song. You know, you're in a certain, we've been playing so many different styles of music here, and then I got hit with that one. I don't know what to make of myself. I'm starting to question some of my choices over the last 20 years. Good God. Yeah. Let's see here. Lemon Twigs, Lee's Palace on Saturday, May the 7th as well. With the Tchotchk opening up. Am I saying that right? Tchotchk? Yeah, that might be a Tchotchke. Ah, screwed it up. I know I did. 8:30 Doors, 19 plus show. You can find tickets on showclicks.com if you want to check them out. Especially after you hear this music. I mean, well, why wouldn't you? Or you're already a fan. Who knows at this point? So there you go. Okay, so we will spin. Tchotchk with the track Ronnie. God, I know I'm saying that wrong. But starting things off, the Lemon Twigs with the track Moon on Steel City Music. Should I be drinking more coffee? Why not?
Their life.
next show, we have Sunday, May 8th. Hey, yeah, you can go out on a Sunday, can't you? I mean, it's been known to happen. Let's see. Aversions with Gentle and Pleasure Craft. Couldn't find any music from Gentle, but I got a track from Aversions and also Pleasure Craft as well that I'll spin for you. Now, Pleasure Craft has been this fun band over the last 3 or 4 years that we've played and interviewed here on Steel City Music. We first caught them at This Ain't Hollywood years ago. Well, it would have to be years ago since the club's been closed for some time now. When I saw them, I was just like, this is just great. It had like different elements of new wave, Talking Heads to them, and they were just a great band. The lead singer is Sam. He is Pleasure Craft, but he also has a co-conspirator whose name I can't remember off the top of my head. Did a couple interviews with them at Indie 101.5. A couple years ago, just before COVID started, that sort of thing. And I just remember that I was very rushed and it seemed a little bit awkward. I'm not sure if what's his name from the drummer from Rush just died or something. And I know I was kind of thrown by the whole thing. It sounds odd that I'm thrown by something on the air, doesn't it? All right. But anyway, Pleasure Craft, very cool band. And this is a show that I'm going to sneak down to and go check out their set. Gentle is on the bill as well, opening up for Aversions. And let's see, doors are at 7 o'clock, so it's an early show. 19 plus. Tickets are $18, so, you know, not a bad price as well. So if you want to go down and check it out. Aversions is more like that American post-punk kind of, like, 80s vibe. Does that make sense to you at all? That's their style of music. So that kind of falls down my alley right up my alley as well from the 90s, following power pop and post-punk, all that stuff, going into the 2000s. So, that sounds like a pretty solid bill. So, if I'm up for it, if I feel up to steam, I'm definitely going to go. All right. So we should, what else should we do here? Should we spin some music? Should I tell you what we're going to spin? Okay. As he calls up the music here. What did I pull from Pleasure Craft? I think this is the newish one. Track's called Dead Weight. And I'll find out more about that because I'm going to send him an email after I'm done recording this this show. Track's called Dead Weight. And what do we got here? Oh, Aversions. We will spin the line, famous last line. So there you go. Oh, just as a reminder, any events, any shows going on you think I should be touching upon, or interviews, anything to promote in regards to, like, you know, art shows, music shows, charities, anything that you think I should be on top of, drop me a line at jamiesmithscm@gmail.com if email is your thing, or scmgram on Instagram. I seem to be on Instagram quite a bit lately. I don't know why. That way, or on the Twitter, Steel City Music. You can follow us on Twitter, or on Facebook, SCM page, and of course the Steel City Music group. You can join up and find me there. How about that?
Your life. Beat death. Have it. Marvelous. Delight in you.
Saying no, that's not creepy at all, not at all. Track from Pleasure Craft right there. The track called Dead Weight, of course. All right, two things are coming up in a little bit. Well, an interview is coming up that I had with Matt Paxton. There's a show happening at the Mule Spinner on Saturday, May the 7th. It's called Steel Town Round, and tickets are $32.84. During the interview, back in it, we find out there's like a handful of tickets left. So hopefully there's still one or two left if you want to check out the show. It's an intimate night of fine-tuned songwriting recorded and filmed in the front of a live studio audience. The Steel Town Round will feature Canadian singer-songwriters such as Zachary Lucky, Matt Paxton, of course, Chelsea McWilliams, and Tim Allard of the Red Hill Valleys, Heather Valley, and Ben Summer. Once again, Saturday, May the 7th at the Mule Spinner. It's located inside the Cotton Factory as well. All right, so go check that out if you're into Americana style of music. And of course, we'll have some music as well in the interview of all of those artists, okay? Now, the other show, which looks like a lot of fun. I'm kind of surprised that the Pistolettes aren't opening this show, because I kind of thought they would be perfect for this. But on Tuesday, May the 10th, the Good Lovelies are at Bridgeworks, or Mary Simon, or even the Heather Valley, that kind of stuff, or Ginger St. James, opening this show. But whatever. Good Lovelies are performing. It's about $30 a ticket. You can find bridgeworks.eventbrite.ca for more ticket information. 7 o'clock is the doors, 19 plus sort of thing. That looks like a nice show to go to. On a Tuesday night. You know what? I'm going to go to it. I'm going to go check it out. Because I've been... Yeah, I just want to go see it. So there you go. Matt Paxton on the way.
Everybody's going to the party. Have a real good time.
Steel City Music.
You're listening to Steel City Music, and I am your host, Gunner, coming off a nice bout of COVID. Yes, even Gunner gets hit with COVID. I'm one of the last ones standing. My next guest also got hit with COVID a little while ago, as we were just yipping and yapping just before the interview. The great Matt Paxton. How are you, sir?
Pretty good now, man.
Yeah.
Sorry that you you also are part of the club.
Hey, you know what? I kind of thought that I was impervious to it because over 2 years I was like, yeah, I got this. I'm okay. I got this. I don't need no Joe Rogan thing to protect me. I don't need any of this stuff. And then I got all the vaccines and I still got hit. You know, the vaccine only keeps you out of the hospital. You know, that's it. So I took it like a man. Well, I'm kind of lying there. I kind of cried the other day, but I'm all squared away, which is the best thing about everything right now.
That's so good to hear.
Yeah, and you had to cancel some shows a couple of weeks ago, but you're nice and healthy.
Yeah, I'm nice and healthy now. I had to cancel Toronto at the Dakota Tavern, but that sucks. That's a favorite place to play of mine when I head into the big smoke. But
you'll
got
be back there,
some
though.
Other shows. Oh yeah, got another show to announce soon.
Good.
In that city. But yeah, this weekend I'm up in Guelph playing, and then on May 7th, back home in the Hammer for the Steel Town Round.
Yeah, hey, Steel Town Round's happening at the Mule Spinner here in Hamilton, Ontario. And what you guys got down here, it's nice. I like it. It's an intimate night of fine tuned songwriting, recorded and filmed in front of a live studio audience. I dig that. I like those kind of recordings and videos. And some of the stuff that I've seen over the last couple of years that the Mule Spinner has done has been really good. Steve Deeps was working there for a while. He put out some stuff with the Mule Spinner. But just recently, I saw a clip of you with Aaron Hutchins, like 2019, pre-COVID, the Modern Spin.
Did I do a Modern Spin thing?
Yeah, I think it's like season one that you did it. That's what I found.
Yeah, I
on
did
YouTube.
A Jesse Lanza cover.
Yeah.
Actually, yeah, I did Oh No. And I did that at Threshold with Mike Keir.
Oh,
yeah,
that's
that
was where you fun. Did it. That, okay,
yeah,
all right.
Yeah. That was a fun one.
Yeah, I came across that and I was like, wow, that's pretty awesome. It just seems to be that I see a lot of these coming out from the Mule Spitter over the years and the Boxcar, and that I'm kind of digging that end of promotion when getting exposed to bands.
Yeah, it's been cool. Creating the Steel Town Round is just kind of bringing up that like Bluebird Cafe from Nashville style in the circle. But what's been fun is like we've been also planning like the night of for a long time now. Having, you know, six people in the chairs and thinking about, you know, do we want to make this like very interactive with the crowd, or is it just going to be clips of like, you know, 1968 Elvis special?
Sure.
But he's just like chilling on stage and they've like pieced it all together. But I think, I think it's going to be pretty rad to have everybody in that room. It's pretty cool, intimate spot. And we've been actually having all the artists that are on board for the night coming in when the place is empty at different nights. And I've recorded one, Ben Summers recorded one, and so far Chelsea McWilliams and Tim Allard of the Red Hill Valleys have came in. Heather Valley's actually there tomorrow night. We're shooting her song. And it's been fun. We've been like kind of capturing a lot of footage along the way of obviously the performances, but just a lot of kind of behind the scenes stuff. And then on the night of, we'll be doing that all again, but you know, the place will be filled with people and just a cool atmosphere.
When you named it the Steel Town Round, it will be I know it's a stupid question, but you guys will all be up on stage together.
Yeah, no, that's a good question, because it's not a very, you know, it's not very popular style of show up here in north of Kentucky, maybe.
But, I like that style though.
I see it coming back a lot.
Yeah, I find it more interesting to see the banter in between musicians when they're talking about the writing a song or commenting on something, even when it comes down to when they're talking about, you know, seeing someone else play a song, saying, I seen someone else play that, but they played it differently, you know.
Yeah.
But you know,
yeah.
I kind of get not a little geeky about the whole thing. It's just like, oh, okay, you know.
Well, because I really like old, like, Steve Earle footage of, like, him at the Bluebird and, like, talking about, you know, songs that were written by like Guy Clark about Townes Van Zandt. And sure. I'm like, oh, I would have never known that information if there wasn't that style of kind of setup. If it was just a regular, you know, night at a venue and people are just ripping through their set list, you might not catch that information. You might just catch the, you know, the tune.
Yeah, it's hard to make a connection with an artist solo up there all the time. But I feel that the more you have up there, the more the banter, there's more of an interest. I find that on my end of things.
For sure.
I'm talking to Matt Paxton right now on Steel City Music. If you're just tuning in, he has a show coming up called Steel Town in the Round. It's also going to feature Zachary Lucky, Canadian singer-songwriters from the Red Hill Valley. Tim Allard, Chelsea McWilliams from the band, also a local icon. I called her an icon. She'll love that. Heather Valley and our good friend Ben Summer as well. But can you tell me a little bit about Zachary Lucky, though? Like, that was an artist that I didn't really know too much about.
Yeah, so Zach Lucky is originally from Saskatchewan. So he's got the chance to open up for Coulter Wall. He was just recently playing, opening up at the Horseshoe for Corb Lund. And I've played with him before a couple times now in Hamilton. And I think he now lives in Orillia. But he's going to be coming down. And he's got a really old soul style of picking and singing. He's got family history. I think his grandfather was like a famous country and western folk singer. He's a real deal songwriter, and he definitely works hard and hits the road a lot. He's kind of been everywhere around in Canada, and he's continuing to keep it going. So I've played with Zach, and this is kind of like the perfect setup to catch Zachary Lucky, and I'm excited to have him in this sort of environment.
When it's all said and done after the night, you know, and then each artist has their own shows to do, blah blah blah, the next couple of weeks. When do you, like, what are you going to gauge upon pulling the trigger on? Do we do a part two version of Steel Town?
Yeah, well, we've already been talking about doing a part two. We've got a lot of people that have supported and came on board just like with the event. It's cool to have shows happening again at the Mule Spinner, and working with Glenn and, you know, his Steady Canoe crew there with a lot of on the filming side and recording side. It just allows us to create something more than just like a one-off show. Eventually we could use all this footage and piece something together and, you know, have it available for people to like view. And what's going to be cool is that it's, because it's all filmed and recorded in front of the audience, it's going to be cool to be interacting with not just the folks on stage, but also, you know, the people that were there that night for the very first one. And it's like limited capacity. There's only room for about 100 people before it starts feeling a bit too tight. But with the round setup, I think that's going to be such a nice way to kind of capture all these songs in a different light, us taking our time to kind of talk about them too. It's going to be cool for the artist, but also for the people that are there that night.
Eventbrite.ca, Steel Town Round at the Mule Spinner. To get some tickets, just Google that up. Tickets are $32.84. That's the information I got. Is that correct, sir?
That's correct. And I think there's only a handful left, so I'd get on that soon. Hey, this is Matt Paxton, and we're gearing up for May 7th at the Steel Town Round, and this is Steel City Music.
It's raining on the other side of the bar, and you got stars around your head. I wonder how you ever got so far, drifting down the riverbed. Wanna see you, my friend, rock and roll again. Let's rock and roll again. I remember you out in the light, shining bright and brand new. There's nothing that you couldn't fight. Just what to do. Wanna see you, my friend, flying round the river bend. Let's rock and roll.
Back this time, won't come back. winter misery. Leave you low, come time to go. Alone and low as low can be. If I had a nickel, I'd find a game. If I won a dollar, I'd make it rain. If it rained an ocean, I'd drink it dry. Lay me down to satisfy. Restless tongue to classify, born to grow, grown to die. Tell my baby I said so long. Tell my mother I did no wrong. Tell my brother to watch his own. Tell my friends to mourn me none. Face of time, feeling full of foolish rhyme. There ain't no dark till something shines. I'm bound to leave this dark behind.
Hey. is Indie 101.5 CIOI.
Steel City Music.
I Dig a Pygmy by Charles Hawtrey and the Deaf Aids. Phase one, in which Doris gets her oats.